B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Nick in Collegeville is on the FNAC. Hey, Nick.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Nicky, how was your Father's Day?
Good. It was good. I'm not a father, but I have niece and nephew, so I appreciate it. And I forgot to wish you a happy Father's Day on Friday. I was so hyped up, and, you know, I got the Colin Braze head trying to get my sports point across on Friday that I forgot to tell you happy Father's Day.
That's right. You too, brother.
Listen, I talked to you guys, well, I talk to you guys all the time, but about a month ago, we had a conversation. I remember it clearly because I was parked in a supermarket parking lot trying, and you were talking about, or Jason was talking about the young players and, you know, and I brought up that the Phillies have never really gotten a young talent outside, you know, the 08, you know, the 06 Phillies, 06, 07, 08. Like, they haven't done anything for 13 years. And I'm watching this series over the weekend, and we lose 2 out of 3, which was really frustrating. But the more frustrating part was that, like, if we don't win in 2 years, like, it's over. I mean, Atlanta with these kids, man. They have kids for, like, 6 spots. It's depressing.
I don't know. It's depressing or...
Like, I mean, look, when you lose 2 out of 3 and they look like the better team and they look fundamentally better, they look more baseball intelligent.
Listen, I think the Braves are better. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, if both pitching staffs are not good, then you look at the lineup, you compare the lineup, and the Braves lineup's better. And they are. They're good, young. But the Phillies have something the Braves don't have, and that's an owner with a lot of money who can buy players.
Yeah, I get that. And they can buy at least one more, you know, really good player next year. But at some point, as we know, that's a short-term, and when I mean short-term, 5 years. I don't mean, like, you know, 18 months. That's a short-term...
Yeah, but you're trying to win over the next, like, 5 years.
Yeah, you want to come away with a title
like
or two.
Right, like Toronto. And so, you know,
Toronto was a one-year deal. You knew that Kawhi wasn't coming back.
Yep.
I don't care.
Yeah, they fired Dwayne Casey, the coach of the year. The boom, they make the trade with DeRozan, and they do an earth-shattering move and get Kawhi to push all in for 1 year. And good on them. They got it done. I mean, they won it. Thanks for the call, Nikki. They won an NBA title doing it. And there won't be anybody up there complaining about it right now. You know?
No.
You're going to lose them? And hey, that was part of the deal. You knew that going in. But you took the chance and you won. Was it worth it for Toronto? Because they're going to be a shell of themselves next year. Who are they going to get in free agency when Kawhi leaves? And they're going to be without DeRozan. You know? I mean, where are they going to be next year? Maybe the Sixers can poach Danny Green and get him down here in a Sixers
uniform.
I love
Danny Green. Yeah,
he fits the bill, right?
Danny Green's would be a perfect. He's the one who talked about how great the Sixers were.
Glowingly.
I would love him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, I would love him. And the Sixers are completely different. And even what Nick was talking about, the Raptors situation was completely different than the Phillies.
Yep. Different sports.
1 year. I mean, it was a 1 year deal.
Yeah.
Phillies are going to be contenders for a long time.
Yeah.
They may not have the young talent the Braves do.
Now,
I mean, look at it. You know, Acuna and Albie's starting to hit. And mm-hmm. I love that kid, Austin Riley. Like, they got Freeman, who's still young. I mean, they're locked.
Yeah. The Phillies, though, maybe we expected too much too soon. Like, they took care of a lot in the offseason. And getting Harper and that huge deal was obviously a huge, huge cornerstone piece. But and going out and getting Realmuto and Segura and McCutcheon.
I don't think so. And here's why. Because you had a team that was in first place for a good chunk of that season, 75% of that season.
So far, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
They were in first place.
All the way through July pretty much, right?
Yeah, into August.
Yeah.
So you add Segura, McCutcheon, and Harper to that team, and Robertson, even though he hasn't done anything, even though he's been hurt. I don't think so. I mean, you're supposed to contend. Now, the difference has been Nola. Like, Nola has killed them.
Big time.
I mean, he's killed them because it's like he not only has he been not effective, he gives up. You don't have the ace.
Yeah. You thought you had the hardest thing to find, a homegrown ace. And now we're coming to find out he may not even be a two at the way he's playing, the way he's pitching.
No, that's why you got to go get another arm, and you know, I mean,
you got to get Bumgarner.
There's a lot of baseball. I think Atlanta's a better team.
Yeah.
If I'm looking at it objectively, that said, could they go out and could the Phillies go out and go get, I don't know, Malik Smith with Seattle, who's a real good leadoff guy,
center
speed
field
guy, yep, play center field. You got a little bit of pop.
Hit a home run yesterday.
And in this ballpark, he can do that for you.
Yeah.
And you could get Mad Bum.
Then everything slots differently.
You got a good shot.
All right. Nick tweets in. He says, Jason, I think you said it. The Phillies have their chance now to capture the city, but trashy play like yesterday isn't going to cut it. He goes, I need management to fix these problems and fix them fast, or else come August, it will all be Eagles. Paul tweets in. He says, I'm going to be real. I was hyped with Harper, was watching the first few weeks, but now, he goes, I'm kind of bored. It's not the team, it's the game in general. Kind of puts me to sleep. So that's
what we're hearing from some people. See, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real talk right there.
Yeah. 610.
That's real talk. And this is what's wrong with baseball. And again, this is not novel, but this is what they really need to do to save the game. They need to drastically cut the amount of regular season games and then follow the NBA and the NHL, and they need 2 months of playoffs. They need the playoffs to start September 1st and run through October.
Yeah.
The NBA has 2.5 months of playoffs. The NHL has 2.5 months of playoffs, right?
Yeah, 2 months, yeah. 4 rounds. 2 weeks a round. I mean, you're looking at the first week of April until last week for both leagues.
I mean,
it's two months and change.
That's what they need to do.
Do you ever see it happening?
No, because it's
television content.
No.
But you could do it if you did it right.
You're gonna have, it's too much change for a sport that doesn't embrace change.
It's reluctant to change.
You need to change it drastically, and you need to have 2 months of playoffs. Listen, if you're having playoffs, people will watch. It's great stuff.
Plus,
you catch them. You get it early. You start early.
Yeah. They're so beholden to their record book, too. There's another reluctance right there.
Yep.
If you go from 162 games to 120, forget it.
You got
triple crown winners. That's exciting, right? Guy going for a triple crown. You got less games. It won't be as, they'll say, well, it's not as valid as a guy did at 162.
Yeah, but
you can't worry about that anymore.
But again, if the game is sickly,
ooh, good. That's a big word.
Well,
is the game is it sickly right now?
If
it's not, it's on its way.
I think, and this is, well, let's talk about it on the other side.
It's an interesting word, Anthony. And that came out. I mean, you're not. It just comes out organically. You're thinking about it.
Yeah, when I say sickly, I don't mean it's on its deathbed. I mean, it's right now sickly. It's suffering a bit.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, Jason Martinez. We're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. 11:23. By the way, we got something cool to give away. Jace.
Very cool.
Yeah, the 9 and Dine twosome. And we have 4 twosomes to play golf at the Fanatic's 9 and Dine golf outing. It's Wednesday, June 19th, Spring Mill Country Club, Ivyland, Pennsylvania. Where's Ivyland?
In Pennsylvania. I'm not sure, but we'll be there.
How about this? You can join 9 holes of golf and lunch on us. And we're going to be broadcasting live I heard it's a beautiful place. I'm just trying to figure out where it is.
Yeah, I'm
SpringmilleCountryClub.com.
It's in a borough of Bucks County.
Oh, nice. Okay. Right near the bro.
Yes.
Ivyland, PA.
Bucks County's beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll be up there on a Wednesday doing the program, and we'll give away four different twosomes at the end of the show. And here's the deal. All good callers, they get right into the mix, and we'll draw them at the end of the show. Make sure you can golf coming up Wednesday for this great event. Nine holes, golf, and lunch on us. Kidding me?
Not
this time
bad.
Of year, it's an easy call to take the day off, right? Call the boss and say, look, dude, I got an opportunity to play 18.
Yeah, well, now it's downtime. We've reached downtime.
Sure.
Next couple months. So Friday's the first day of summer, and it's the longest day of the year.
Yeah, the summer solstice. And then the days start getting shorter, and the ticking down to football.
That's exactly how I felt. So wait, so I heard the other day, like, I don't know, the news is on or something, and it was like, and Friday is the longest day of the year. And all I kept thinking was, huh, that's cool, because that means it starts to go the other way.
Yes. And you know what that means?
Yes.
It falls. Not, the great thing about summer starting is that fall comes after it. For me.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the summer.
No, I listen, I love fall. I do. I love it. I love
everything
it. I love,
about
it's
it.
My favorite. I love Halloween. I don't even like I don't like pumpkin beer, but I love the pumpkin. Just the way it looks.
The essence of pumpkin.
Yes.
The colors of fall.
Yes. I love thanks. Love the pilgrim.
Yeah.
I really don't eat the turkey, but I don't care.
You don't eat the turkey?
No. But I just love everything about fall.
Well, there's so much great. Obviously, college football.
Yeah, but even,
NFL.
Even besides football, which is really everything, but I love it. I love the fall.
Yeah, I do too.
I love the city in the fall. The city in the fall is the greatest.
Yeah. I love the in-between wardrobe of the fall.
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know what I mean?
Yeah,
you love variants to the wardrobe.
Sweatshirt and the shorts.
Yeah, you can go short sweatshirt. You can go pants, golf shirt. You got so much variety. It really opens up your game.
I like the leather. I break out the leather jacket.
Yeah, that's right. The one you got from Rocco DiMeo.
No.
They said you couldn't carry that jacket.
I like the leather jacket wear.
In the fall?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good callers. Get in the mix for the twosomes. We'll give away four twosomes today. Again, for the round of golf, food, everything, the whole thing at Spring Mill Country Club coming up on Wednesday. 610-632-0975. Use the term. About the game of baseball and sickly. You don't know that it's sickly, but what is the game of baseball?
Well, I think it desperately needs to amp it up. When that caller, that on Twitter, that message where he said, I just find it boring.
Yeah.
And I hear it all the time. Like, I got kids who play the game, but can't watch it.
Yeah. If they're not involved in actually playing it, they can't.
And let's face
just sit down and watch.
Let's face it. I love it. I watch it, but I watch it while I'm doing something else.
You're not exclusively watching a game like you used to. Hanging on it. You got the phone, or you got the computer, or the iPad.
I mean, it's
something.
That's
going,
the
right?
problem, and you know, the phone is the problem.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's real. Like that's where, when people go. Yeah, well, the phones and ADD, well, that's all real.
Yeah, and you and I are out of, I mean, we're older.
Between
in that demo.
Phone and iPad and, you know.
Yep.
That's real. I mean, listen, that iPad, I read everything. I'm constantly on that iPad.
Uh-huh. You can't stop.
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. That morning dip goes, with the Sixers and the Eagles being top-tier clubs, getting it and getting me so interested and so involved. He goes, I have no interest in subpar 500 baseball clubs.
Yeah, and you know,
Phillies are above 500, but
they are. I mean, their brand of baseball is you know, it's okay, it's not bad, but it should
be better.
But it's not great baseball. Like, I'm not saying great baseball.
No, well, it should be better too. The fact that they just don't hit the way they do and lack of power is stunning.
Dude, I really believe what they really need is they need to expand playoffs. I really believe that.
Yeah.
Listen, all I know is when I watch Sixers in the playoffs, the phone is the distraction.
Yeah, not the other way around.
Listen, I put it away from me. I may check it now and then, but I'm not. When I'm watching Sixers playoffs, I'm not texting.
You're engrossed.
I think you guys were even like, if you guys were sending some texts, I don't usually respond to late to the game.
Yeah, because you're engrossed.
Because I don't want to halftime. I may whatever, but yeah, come during the game. I like football. I want to watch the game.
Yeah,
football. There's a little bit more downtime in that yet between plays, but you want to just watch the game.
Yeah.
So you're going off of hockey. It doesn't stop. Yeah. Right. So if
you're texting or tweeting, you ain't got you're missing something.
Your playoffs. Then you go to baseball, which is this.
And we were texting during the game yesterday.
Yes, we were.
I started off by saying bleeping Velasquez.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that text was sent all through the Delaware Valley yesterday.
I mean, but then it got ridiculous, right? Then it got embarrassing.
Yeah.
But the key's going to be you got to somehow get the sport and you got to amp up, I believe. Now, again, I mean, you might think I'm nuts, and it's dramatic change. But if you started the playoffs September 1st and you add layers and you make it like the NBA and NHL where there's layers of playoffs.
More teams make it.
The playoffs are awesome.
Yeah. That can be what compels because more teams will be in the mix too.
Yeah. And by
on
the way,
less games.
And by the way, the regular season will mean more.
Yep.
The playoffs themselves, watching baseball playoffs is great.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing how backwards they are. They have a one-game wild card play.
For that sport.
Okay, so first of all, baseball is a series sport. They go one game. Every other sport goes from, like, remember the NBA used to have a five-game series?
Yeah.
Seven across the board.
Yeah, you have to now. And they expanded it even further because they knew that that's where the greatness in the sport lies.
There's no five-game series anymore.
No. Can't do that. Baseball, in the NHL for years, too.
Baseball, you gotta go tiers, seven games, play it out, man.
Four rounds like you do in the other sports where it takes 2 months.
Now, I know because you're gonna hurt involved. Individually, certain teams are gonna hurt because of local revenue, including the Phillies. But from a national standpoint, the game will be better.
Yeah, and there's a revenue share in there with those playoff packages. They're going to get better ratings.
I mean, the problem is you get the big market teams that are going to be like, no.
Yeah, because they have such an advantage.
I'm not giving up inventory, and you're asking me to give up inventory, which are games.
And unfortunately, those teams have so much power in the league as well. 610-632-0975. Bill in Schwanksville is on the Fanatic. What's up, Billy?
Hey, good afternoon, guys, or good morning. Anthony's. This is great. Basketball season's over, so we're actually agreeing on the baseball here. So we argued all basketball. Anthony, just starting to make my point, guys. I agree with you. Number one, 2 points. If you shorten the season even half, you're going to generate so much and start the playoffs. You're going to generate so much. Now, I know the revenue of the owners are going to complain. They're not going to make as much. But the excitement is going to be there. It just drags out. Now, you know, to your point, I think the reason that so many people say it's boring, Anthony, is, especially for the young generation, is nobody likes failure.
Yeah.
And baseball is predicated on failure.
Wow, that's a great point.
It's the only sport, Anthony, if you're 3-for-10, you're the Hall of Fame. Any other sport, you're 3-for-10, you suck. And
that's a great point.
It's so tough for kids, especially today. And Anthony, having kids, kids hate losing and they hate failure.
Oh, my God, dude. That is so brilliant, Bill. You know what? My kid, right? The big one. He was early in the year, you know, one of his first couple games, and, you know, he gets out, right? And he was, like, devastated because it was the first time we started playing outs.
And I go, you're hitting with them, Anthony. They almost lose them. You're just warming up, and they're missing, you know, they're not hitting. It's like, you're frustrated. But,
yeah.
That's true.
So true.
Like, you remember when you were a kid, think about this, and this is the change I would make. Eliminate 7, 8, 9. Now, remember when you were a kid, if you had 12 guys and you did three teams of four, remember how many at bats you got?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just so great to battle it. Like, you know, like the thing is with baseball, if you go see Bryce Harper, you're paying all that money to see him maybe bat four times. And in basketball, every other sport, you're seeing the stars constantly around and in the game. Or baseball.
Impacting it, Bill.
I would love to see Harper bat seven times. I want to see him get up there and take. I don't want to see a 7-8.
I know. Well, I mean, I know the problem. You can't do that. So hold on. You're putting you in the mix.
Yeah. Yeah, put him in the mix. The other thing, too, is this, Ant, is I don't ever need to see a Velasquez. Like, I don't need to see a fifth starter.
Well, the beauty of, you know, shortening a season is you're going to make your pitching better.
Yeah. And here's the other deal. With, like, some of these smaller markets, like, they can hang in the mix for a portion of the season. But because it's 162, it plays itself out. And then eventually they get exposed as being a team that can't get in the mix. But if the season is shorter, the teams that have been able to hang around to 100 are now, their fan base is engaged.
Yeah.
And they're in the mix. Hey, we're in a playoff mix here. And now we're coming down to the final month, whereas a lot of times you're playing out the final 3 months of a season. Like, what are they doing in Seattle right now? They're playing out the string. And it's June 17th. You know what I mean? So, like, more teams will be in the race for the playoffs. And in that sport.
Well, more teams are going to be, and there will be more playoff teams, thus more teams in the race.
Yep.
And it's going to all matter. And it'll be, it's still not going to be a sprint, but it'll feel quick.
Yeah.
Because you do play every day. It's not like basketball or hockey where you're playing three times a week. It's every day.
And there'll be more trade activity of teams jockeying for position.
Listen, I often thought that the real fix of that sport is elongating playoffs. Make it. But what I don't understand is, now it's never been talked about. And I look at the NBA and look, the NFL's king, and we know it. There's more. Data just came out about TV ratings.
Oh yeah,
that points to just, you know, how the NFL's king. But the NBA is really, really healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the sport itself is one thing, but also the way the sport is, the way the sport is set up is healthy.
Yeah.
Playoffs matter, and Bill's right. When you're talking about a young generation, they love playoffs. And baseball is failure. That was a great point. I see with my own kid.
Yeah, you see what it does to them. They can't handle it.
But it's hard. Oh, my God. We were talking about playing outs. So it caused a little bit of a thing for my T-ball, which I didn't even use the T, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't want the kids to get used to, you know, seeing the ball and hitting the ball. So I was pitching the whole time. And these were the little guys. And then we had the thing where everybody bats, but if they get out, because you want the defense to, you know, kid catches the ball, throws the first.
You got
to
learn that.
And the kid's out.
Yeah.
Then the other kid goes back to the dugout.
Yeah.
Everybody still bats. And that caused like a mini uproar. Oh, the kids don't like that.
God forbid. It's amazing. It is. And
again, I'm like, there's a fine line, right? Mm-hmm. Like I understand it. But then it even pervades the older kids.
So you bring up the numbers. And this came out last week. The breakdown of the top 100 TV programs of 2018. 89 of the top 100 were live sports. 89 of 100. Right?
Wow, that's outrageous.
83 of those 89 were on broadcast television. Now, the NFL, you just said it's king. You're underselling it. The NFL had the top seven of the year, and 64 of the top 100 television programs were the NFL. 63 of those aired on broadcast television, ABC, NBC, Fox. We know the broadcast. So one of them was probably like ESPN. So 64 of the top 100 programs in 2018 were the NFL, and the top seven were the NFL. Just six sitcoms or dramas, and one of them aired after the Super Bowl, made the top 100. I mean, that tells you the dominance of football on television.
That's outrageous.
I mean, that is insane, right? I mean, you talk about Game of Thrones and stuff like that.
Yeah, but
that's a drop in the bucket.
Right.
Because it's not broadcast. It's cable. It's amazing.
Well, you find there's very few things now that we're going to agree on to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a lot of sense. entertainment wise, like, remember I was telling you about that stupid sport, it's stupid, like, miniature golf thing that Tessa Tour is doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And Steph Curry is the producer?
Yeah.
It's called Holy Moly. And, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that they're going to put on television. You know, on network TV.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's benign nonsense.
Uh-huh. All right, let me give you some more here real quick. So, of the 89 sporting events that were in the top 100, 83 aired on broadcast. Five of the six programs exclusive to cable were college football playoff games. Of the six that were not on broadcast television. So, five of those six were. The only other one was the ESPN Monday night game. The thriller between the Rams and the Chiefs. Remember that Monday night game?
That was awesome.
Outrageous game.
So, that made the top 100?
Yeah.
So, interestingly,
of the 89 were
college
sports.
Football made the top 100.
Yeah.
Oh, how many of them? Five?
Five of the six programs exclusive to cable were college football playoff games. And the only other
one. But it's not five college football playoff games.
No. Well, what? It was the playoffs, the whole thing, the bowls and everything. And the only one that wasn't a college game of those six that was on cable was the ESPN Monday night game.
Right.
Between the Chiefs.
So, but this is interesting. The five, there's only three playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
There's the two playoff games on, you know, the 29th.
Yep.
And then they do the championship game. So there's two other bowl games, but five of the college games outdrew every other NFL Monday Night Football game.
Yeah. That's incredible, isn't it? The Olympics had 13. The NFL counted for 64 of the 89 sporting events in the top 100. The Olympics had 13. College football had 6. The NBA had 4. And college basketball and Major League Baseball had 1 apiece.
Wow. What was the Major League Baseball one?
It has to be a World Series game, I would think, right?
That's impressive.
Yeah. In the top 20 programs of the year, only 2 were not live sports. The Academy Awards and 1 episode of the show, This Is Us, that aired right after the Super Bowl on NBC.
I see. Yeah, the captive audience.
Yeah. The lead-in. 610-632.
Of those 18 sporting events, which were they all football?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All NFL. And all broadcast television.
So they were all, every one of those 18 games were football?
Yeah. It's incredible, isn't it? 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It is, the numbers are stunning. It really is. The amount of eyes at the NFL, and you put that football in a field, boy, and eyes just follow. It's amazing.
Yeah, because, but again, because we all have varied tastes, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I like, coach is not going to like, right? We all have niche taste.
Sure.
We can go, you know, I can go watch a chef tour, right, through Italy.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
Yeah.
Or I can go watch some great series or whatever, documentary. So we all have varied tastes. But the one thing we can all agree on is football and sports, but mostly football.
Shared. We all share that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Get up for grab. Four twosomes. But four separate twosomes for Wednesday.
At some point, baseball was the pastime. Now, I don't know exactly when that flipped, but it was the pastime. And now 1 out of 100 was baseball.
Yeah.
That's damning. It's damning that only 1 out of 100 is a baseball game.
Yeah, and that includes the World Series. Amazing, which happens in the fall. 610-632-0975, Midday Show right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, how often do you think about your roof? Probably not until something's wrong, right? You weigh the roof, things about the roof, then it's on fire. Well, let me tell you about LaBruschetta Roofing and Exteriors. Your roof protects your family, your possessions, your memories. You don't want to trust it just to anyone. LaBruschetta Roofing isn't just anyone. There's certain T5-star select shingle master. That's my man, Anthony LaBruschetta. This is not some, fake plaque that they put on their wall. This is something that is earned. Only a select few roofers will ever achieve this status. Labruciano's five-star select status means they can give you the best warranty in the market. 50-year manufacturer's warranty, a 25-year on the workmanship. Plus, they are five-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising their work and communication. You're not going to find a better company than Labruciano Roofing. You're not going to find better people. Anthony's an artist. That's how he wound up starting this company. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors today, 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF online, paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
What up? Hello.
Hello.
Huh?
Here's a question.
Here's an answer.
The emoji.
I'm out.
This is what we had a conversation on.
You know who I am?
You know what the best is? It is actually awesome. Because I walk up and you guys go, how do you feel about the emoji? And I'm a, you know.
You're emoji man.
I speak it.
I do not.
Yeah, whatever.
Sometimes you'll respond with a couple emojis and that's it.
Yeah. Like to me, you know, I probably overdo the fist bump, which you probably would expect. That's kind of my.
Is it your favorites?
That's one of my favorites.
But it's not just a fist bump. It's the fist coming through the phone.
Yeah, the fist. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean like...
Oh, the straight ahead. Yeah.
No, but when you give a fist bump, you're breaking fingers.
Well, I like... The fist bump is my is one of my favorites. Now, this all started because... Coach goes, what's...
It always comes back to the bro,
this
too.
This is so good. So the coach is doing the weekend schedule. And he sends a text to Andrew and the bro. And he says, you guys available to do a show together, which I'm a big proponent of. I love those two.
Sure. Should happen every weekend.
All right. I enjoy those. I love those two. I love it.
It's ridiculous.
So anyway, they do the Andrew goes, yes.
Good to go.
Very effusively, right?
Yes, yeah, I said, sound the alarms. I'm in.
See that? Bro responds with the eggplant.
I don't get that. What? Why the eggplant?
The eggplant symbol means...
Beautiful dick.
Excitement. Like...
Why?
Very excited.
Why does the eggplant mean that? Like physically
does.
Excited?
Yes.
Like aroused?
Yes.
Why does correct. It... I don't get it. Why?
Well, the shape of the eggplant.
Oh. All right.
But, you know, let me...
I never knew that.
Yes, that's the...
So when somebody sends me an eggplant, I should assume that they're aroused.
Yes.
All right. I didn't know that.
That's what it means.
Okay. I see these things on Twitter and people text them. I know what the fist pump means and like a thumbs up. Everybody, they send the emoji faces and I can't see what the face is doing half the time. I don't know if he's winking at me or if he's laughing at me or if he's giving me the finger. I have no idea. I don't speak emoji. I didn't get the translator book.
Okay. I mean, listen, it's fine, no matter what. Like, I get it. You know, listen, I don't mind.
You're in.
I found it hysterical. I'm not Mr. Emoji, but I understand it.
So because Coach had no idea. So Jamie responded with the eggplant emoji, and Coach goes, what does that mean? Yes or no?
Yeah, you in or not?
Hysterical. It was hysterical. I'm out of the eggplant.
I am too. I'm out on it. I'm with Coach.
And I said, what do you feel about the gift?
I'd have taken him off the shift.
What do you think about the gift? I don't know.
That's like Pat Egan speaks in GIF.
He's
everything's got to be a freaking GIF. Just give me a word, a response. I don't need a GIF. You know what I mean? Can we just speak the language once in a while? I know we're texting.
Right, well, that's what it's supposed to be. It is what it is. Listen, I am accused of being too formal with my grammar on the text.
Uh-huh.
Because I use commas if I'm, you know, I'm texting someone.
Sure.
A couple paragraphs.
Yeah.
But whatever. Beyond that, I like the, I have no problem with the emoji. Now, I asked you guys how you felt on the bit emoji.
What's the bit emoji?
That's when you have, you know, the cartoon of you. It's like you as a cartoon kind of.
Oh, I never saw
it. Yeah, I don't.
Girls love the bit emoji.
The fiance created my bitmoji, and I deleted it within about 10 minutes.
You deleted your bitmoji?
Yeah, I don't.
So how do you create? I don't understand how you do it.
Like, I have one, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
What, do you go to, like, a website or something and do this?
Yeah, you download the app.
And you basically make them look somewhat like you. Right. Yeah, Natalie's a big bitmoji person.
I'm more.
Girls like the bitmoji.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. See, I'm more in on the eggplant.
Oh, my.
Than I am on the bitmoji, I guess.
Yeah, the girl.
I don't even know what the freaking bitmoji is.
Here, I'll show you. Now, my buddy Tooch is a big bitmoji fan.
Tooch?
Yeah, he's looking good, man. What's up, Bobby? He responds all the time. He likes his bitmoji because, listen, the bitmoji is the way you see yourself. All right?
I am totally out on this.
What do you mean you're out?
I feel like I'm ancient.
No, but the bitmoji is kind of how you see yourself.
So, like, I can accentuate certain things? Like, can I have hair in my bitmoji?
Yeah, well, you could. I mean, you're supposed to
but
do it.
But it wouldn't be realistic.
It's not to be real. It's supposed to be like how you would do it. How you would, you know, how.
How I
you,
would look as an emoji.
Right. It gives you, it tells you, okay. You know, what kind of hair you have. Look, here's, I'll show you mine. I'll send you mine. And it's stupid. Like, you know, it is what it is.
Do you send this thing to people?
I don't, but, you know.
Some say, what's the matter
do.
With you?
Some people do. You know, I have it. Well, once
just
in a while.
In case you need it?
You like, one time you.
Like, if you're going to do an appearance on MLB Network, you send them your Bitmoji as your shot?
Yeah, but people love the Bitmoji.
They do?
Yeah, a lot of people like, because it's you on... It's,
as a cartoon emoji.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, you like it. Like, it's like, you know, it's like, and you don't see your own flaws. You look better at in the Bitmoji than you do in real life.
So I look better as an emoji than I do in real life.
Yes.
That's a problem.
No, but you know, you know right. What I'm saying? It is what it is.
All right.
So, like, my buddy Toots loves the Bitmoji. He's a Bitmoji dude.
All right. What about Baldy? Is he a Bitmoji guy, or does the Bitmoji confuse Baldy?
That would confuse Baldy.
Now, is Baldy an emoji man?
What's that?
Is he an emoji man?
Does he send you emojis?
I can see him being an emoji man.
Yes. Now, I just sent you my Bitmoji.
All right, you texted it to? Okay, here we go.
Yeah. See this.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous, Anthony. Why does it say clutch?
That's just what it was.
That was your saying?
No. That's just, there's a million things that it does.
It's got a tank top.
It's stupid. You, my Bitmoji has a Sixers shirt on.
Yeah, he does. It's not bad.
That's my Bitmoji. Look, you can see the Sixers.
Got a nice eyebrow. So Anthony Davis would have like a unibrow.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, your Bitmoji's got a Sixers and two foam fingers on with their fingers crossed. What is this, the Jimmy Butler? You waiting on Butler?
So, but you can do it. You have Phillies. You can put, you do it in a Phillies thing or Eagles thing.
Backwards hat on.
Yeah, like that's just what I have. That's just me. As if, like, I wear a backwards hat.
So you created
and,
that.
And you're not shaved.
So did you create that?
Yeah, I did it. You know, I did it with Mike Boyce.
Okay, I'm sure somebody on Twitter will create one for me.
My kids, but that's what it is.
Yeah. All right, Ed Cox just sent me 1, 2, 3, 6 of the what was it again?
Emojis.
Yeah, the one that the bro sent.
Oh, eggplant.
Yeah, yeah. He sent me 6 eggplants. What does that mean?
Oh, my.
He's really excited. Ooh. Do you think Gabe's an emoji man?
Yes.
Oh. I tend to send the winking eye with a
yes
fist bump. I'm a big fan of the prayer emoji.
Let me see if the Baldy has done any. You know what? He may not be an emoji man.
You can try to see if he's ever responded to you with an emoji, like a 100%.
Not that's the.
Yeah, you and Baldy got back and forth emoji conversations going on.
The best he does is he does the old school smiley with the colon and the thing.
Oh, and okay. The comma. So he does it with text.
Yeah.
He okay. Doesn't. All right, people, you can stop sending me the eggplant thing. I don't care. I'm a little freaked out by it.
Oh, Baldy.
All right, 610-632.
That's great.
09.
You know what the funny thing is when people that you wouldn't expect use the emoji.
Yeah, like grandma. My mom shoots back an emoji.
Yeah. I gotta say one thing. Or like a coach who you go,
wait a second. Well, you're texting Belichick and he sends you back an eggplant.
Oh my
goodness.
Gabe definitely is an emoji man.
Yeah. What about, you think Doug's an emoji guy?
Yes.
Simple emoji, though.
Yes.
All right. What about Brett?
No.
Brett ever fired off an emoji to you?
Actually, yes.
Is that right?
I'll even show you.
So this emoji thing, I don't do it at all. I'll do it on a tweet once in a blue moon.
Well, look right there. In between the you see that hand?
Yes. What does that hand mean?
That's a fist bump from the side. That's a side fist bump.
What's the difference between the front on and the side fist bump?
Nothing. I prefer the big fist.
Show the knuckles.
I like the big fist. But Brett does this fist bump from the side.
All right.
More likely to do the emoji, Dave Haxtell or Alain Vigneault? Which one?
Alain Vigneault.
Yeah, I don't know.
Haxtell's a cyborg, so he's
the French Canadian.
Haxtell said, "What's he doing?
Sending robots?
Really? He's sending a drone after you?
Drone strike? Now I got to look back and look at old text messages or correspondence with certain people and see if they if they're emoji people. I think Bundy's an emoji guy.
I'm sure he is.
All right. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. You know,
there's variances of the emoji of the fist bump. You have the big knuckle, you have the one hand, and then you have the two-hand fist bump.
Oh, okay. That's like a multicultural,
too. T-Will's a big double fist bump guy.
Hmm. Very interesting. All right. Now I'm all curious. I'm looking back through old things to see who's into the emoji and who's not. I'm going to go through all my texts with all certain people.
It's not that deep.
No?
No, you know, I mean, like, just the reaction between you and Coach, I was laughing because the coach wanted nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
And he was offended by the eggplant.
Because he didn't, and now that he knows what it means, he's really offended.
Oh, my.
I don't blame him.
And you were squeamish of it as well.
Yeah, I didn't even know what it meant. I'm going, what's the eggplant got to do with this? What is the eggplant? Are we booking the eggplant? Is that getting a third mic? Better not be a stiff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.